Mr. Joe's show is originally aired in front of a live internet audience and may not be rebroadcast or reproduced without express permission of the producers. Thank you.
Stand by as Josie turns on her microphone.
Hello, everybody. I hope you could hear me. We were having some technical difficulties. Please, in the chat room, if you could hear me, please just let me know. So in that way, I know that I am not talking to myself. All right, because we have a really awesome show tonight. I'm very excited because we have our special guest, Jake Worthington, who you may know from The Voice, Team Blake. So I'm super excited about that. It's going to be such a wonderful show tonight. So really quick, I want to thank Texas Bobby Dean for our wonderful theme song that we love, love, love so much. We just love that theme song, and I'm so happy we're able to play it before every show. It's incredible. All right, I'm losing my voice today. My goodness. All right, but yes, it's going to be such a wonderful show tonight. I'm very excited about it, so I hope everyone is having a wonderful Monday. I hope everyone's having an incredible Monday. So I'm going to post right now that we are live. Yes, just posted. Perfect. I love it. So hey, everybody in the chat room. Hope everyone's doing great. Please let me know if you hear me. Alan, am I live? Anybody? Oh, goodness. Hopefully.
You're just talking to yourself as usual.
So am I live? I hope people could hear me. All right. So
yes,
my.
Yes, you are.
All right. So
we
my.
Can hear you.
Perfect. So my guest
is
here.
You're just giving me more stuff to have it to edit out. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Thank you. All right. So my first guest is here. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Jake Worthington. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, you know, just trying to make it happen.
I love the sound of that. So what's been going on?
Okay, so since I, you know, got off the show, we were signed to a major label, and we, you know, a few months down the road, what I had to do is I had to go back to work and save up some money. So now I went to the studio out in Tyler, Texas at a place called Rosewood Studios where Leon Rimes, the soundtrack for Coyote, all that stuff, you know, it was all recorded there.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with the head producer, Greg Hunt, and we co-produced my EP coming out very, very soon. We don't have a set date yet, but it's coming out very soon.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that's what I've been up to. I've been playing a few shows around town, around Texas. And, you know, I played a show out in Tennessee. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We got a show booked to play at Tennessee, one of their state fairs that they do for upcoming artists. They do a competition for, you know, upcoming folks, and whoever wins, they get a big old sponsorship and a recording contract.
Mm-hmm.
And they have me headlining. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
That is really cool. I love it. And, you know, I'm very excited about the EP, and you know, that you just mentioned that you're working on. So do you have a name for it yet?
I think, honestly, because our whole concept of the EP mm-hmm. is keep it simple, stupid. You know what I mean?
Right.
Keep it simple. I'm all about simplicity and being symbolic. So mm-hmm. I really think it's just we're going to title it Jake Worthington, something you're going to be seeing coming up, you know, in pictures and on my merchandise and on the album is a W and a backwards 3. That's my family brand. So that's, I mean, I think that would be for me what to put the icing on the cake is W Jake Worthington EP. You know what I mean? It's something
yeah.
real simple.
Absolutely. I think that's perfect. I think that's like the most perfect name ever. And I'm very excited to hear everything. So I'm very excited, you know, I'm very excited about that. Will that be on like iTunes and, you know, all of those places?
Yes, ma'am. It'll be on iTunes. It'll be hopefully in, you know, Walmarts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
More so pushing on the digital, just simply because an EP, you know, it's kind of hard to sell, hard copy in the stores because it's not a full-length album. But
right.
if we get enough people to buy it and everything goes well and we jump the charts, then we'll get that album made real quick and have it out in the stores, all hard copy, so you can have it in your hands. It's
mm-hmm.
Doing it all independent right now. So super
Absolutely.
Excited about it, though.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I know it is. And I know it's going to be, you know, just it's going to be wonderful because, you know, you've made so many fans off of when you were on The Voice. So I know The Voice fans are going to probably be like, oh, you know, finally an EP. Here we go. You know, it's going to
yeah.
be really exciting. You know?
Yes, ma'am. I know it. It's funny because a lot of people, you know, have Jake, when's it going to be out, brother? I say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about getting it set up the right way. And mm-hmm. I think I'm more excited than anybody else is just because it's cool, man. It's so cool. It's something for me to be so proud of. And it's another road mark in my life that, you know, that I'm always going to remember. And hopefully it's a very, very good one. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad you're taking your time because the best products happen, you know, when they're from the heart and just you got to take your time so it's perfect the way you want it. So it's gonna
yes,
be great.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. it's and the cool thing about it is it's real country music. It's I try sticking to a little more of the traditional roots side. So I'm hoping, you know, it just seems now at this point in time, a lot of people have been wanting to hear that kind of stuff. So hopefully I can join that whole group and we can make a good thing out of it, man.
Yes. Oh, I know it's going to be wonderful. I cannot wait for that to come out. And we would love to promote it. And I'm definitely going to buy myself a copy because I'm so excited. I'm going to because I am such a fan of yours from The Voice. I actually voted for you.
Well, I appreciate it, ma'am.
You're welcome. And I think you are just so great. And I'm very excited to see what is going on with you. So I think I'm very, very, you know, stoked about the new EP. And I know it's going to be wonderful. Now, I want to ask you some questions here about The Voice, you know.
Go for it.
Yes, because it's very exciting. I love that show. And you were on Team Blake. So were you a fan of Blake Shelton before being on the show?
Yes, ma'am. I was. My parents, I mean, I've heard them on the radio everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
My folks, you know, they got a couple of Blake Shelton albums. Matter of fact, they used to go watch him in the honky tonks before he was somebody. So, yeah, I mean, it was really, it was cool. But to be honest with you, he's just as normal as any of us are, you know. We all put our britches on the same way. Well, maybe not me. I got to suck in a little bit, but.
You're funny. But you still do. You know, it's true. He's the same person. I mean, he's a human being. So, you know, it doesn't matter. And you must have learned so much from him. You know, is there any advice that you took home from him?
Yes. You know, I've been asked that question a few times, actually. The best way I can describe is what I learned from him is cut the crap, you know.
Yep.
It's you know, give it straight and be you 100%. So, but as far as singing goes, I did learn a lot of things. Mostly breathing and, you know, it's hard to explain because I mean, hell, if I was a teacher, I'd be able to tell you, but I ain't. But I could, I can say that, yes, I did pick up on a few things. And while I was there, it was a very good learning experience.
Oh, I bet. I bet it was just so much fun. Was it really nerve-wracking? Because, you know, competitions like this, I could just imagine, you know, going in there the first day where you're, you know, performing in front of the judges and then they, you know, they have to turn those chairs around. Were you really nervous singing in front of them and just kind of hoping that they'll turn around? What was that like?
Well, yes, I think we all were. That I mean, yes, I was trying my best to keep everything from coming out of my mouth. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah, I felt like everything I ate that evening was going to come back up. But it was more so rewarding to be back on that stage because what a lot of people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is you go through multiple tryouts.
Oh.
And even when you get to that point where, okay, Jake, it's not you're going to try out. You have the opportunity to try out on the voice stage. So they take like 120 folks, and 120 folks might get to try out. You know, it's not even for sure, even after all of the other tryouts that you're going to get on that stage. So it was pretty cool just to really be standing up there and getting the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was very fortunate enough to have the camera, and I was very fortunate enough to be on that stage because there was a lot of folks who were really, really just insanely amazing, and they didn't get the opportunity. And some folks were really, really, really good and couldn't pull through at that moment because it was nerve-wracking, you know. But, yes, I was nervous.
Yes, I can imagine. I would be, like, crazy, you know. Before going up there, I would be just like, oh, goodness, I hope I, you know, don't mess up. I don't know, you know, what it's going to be. But it looked like you didn't really have a problem. You just did your thing. It didn't seem
crazy.
Yeah,
you know, it was kind of funny. You know, being on that show and a lot of the YouTube videos, there's a lot of people out there that comment and give opinions. And one of the ones I just thought was the funniest damn thing I've ever read was when I played with Alabama, when I got the opportunity to sing with that band.
Yes.
I looked like I was, like, scared, you know what I mean? And people were commenting, what's wrong with Jake? What the hell? You know, he's just standing there. My response is, you sing with Alabama. I don't see how you react.
Right?
You know, I mean, that was probably one of the cooler moments and one of the more scarier moments for me because I didn't want to do anything to piss these guys off because I've listened to them my whole life, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was just ample opportunities. Every time we step on that stage, it's a thrill. And it's kind of, the way I look at it, it's kind of like hunting for me, deer hunting. I'll stop. The minute I stop is when I stop getting nervous, you know.
Right.
Before I bag my game.
Right.
And it's the same kind of thing for singing for me. I'll stop doing it before I get before. I'll stop doing it when I stop getting nervous before a show or something. You know, it kind of takes everything out of it.
Exactly, exactly. See, those nerves can be good sometimes. And I feel you, okay? So if I was singing with Alabama, I would probably have the same reaction. So, yes, I agree with you. There was nothing wrong with that. There was definitely nothing wrong with that. But also, you got to perform with Blake Shelton, and there's a really cool photo on your Facebook of that experience. What was that like for you?
It was good. It was cool. I got to sing that Hank Williams song, and there's really not much to say. It was just frankly badass. You know what I mean?
Right.
So cool.
That is really, really neat. Absolutely. And I want to make sure that everyone is able to find you after the show. So can you give out all of your links, your websites and, social networking sites? Give them all.
All right. My Twitter account and my Instagram account is the same name, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's JDW_music. That's how you find me on Twitter and Instagram. And then my Facebook is The Official Jake Worthington, and that's the page that you go to. There's a page where somebody had made Jake Worthington, and it's got pretty much all of the likes and members that I wish I had, but I don't own that page. So the page that I'm running is The Official Jake Worthington, so that's how you can find me.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah, I got a little confused as well when I seen it, but that's a fan page. The real one is The Official Jake Worthington, everybody.
yeah, so go like it up. Go like it up.
Like it up. Let's go. Do it, everybody. Do it. And after the show, I'll be posting all of your links and everything, so people, just a click, and that's it. Click of the button, and that's all you got to do. And also, on your page, I also see that there's an upcoming performance that you are doing. Can you give out, any performances so my fan, my listeners on the show can, check you out live?
Yes. This Saturday, I'm playing in Sabine, Texas, at an ATV park for 4th of July weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good time. It's an acoustic show. On September 20th, I'll be in Tennessee at that state fair thing with the full band. Pasadena Rodeo is September. Towards the end of September, I'll have a full band. We're opening up for Jason Cassidy as well. I'm getting to do this really cool thing in August for these kids. It's a benefit we're doing. It's a golf tournament thing.
Aww.
Where they bring out singers and celebrities and ex-baseball players and ex-football players and wrestlers and UFC fighters, all kinds of cool stuff. But I'm going to be playing there as well. It's in Austin, Texas. I'm doing a lot of public events. You'll have to get on the Facebook and find out the exact dates for all that good stuff, because I can't remember them in my head.
Right.
But here soon I'll be really, really pushing the rock once we get this EP released and set up some more shows. Be a good time, real fun.
Yes, sounds fantastic. I can't wait, until, you do some performances around here. I'm in Illinois, so that would be great. I would love to see you perform live. That would be amazing.
I would love to come to Illinois and play.
Yes. Oh,
I would love to.
We got to work on it.
Anybody in LA, and if anybody in Illinois is listening, hook it up. Where to contact me.
Sounds great. Sounds great. I'll definitely have to send some messages and places, because that would be great. I would love it.
Game on.
Yes. I love it. I love it. But I think it's really cool that you're going to be, obviously you're from Texas, so you're performing in Texas. And we actually have a syndication station, an FM station that is in Texas. So that's perfect. So everybody go. If you're in Texas, everyone just enjoy the show and have so much fun. And enjoy and meet Jake and, take pictures, because I'm not going to be able to be there, and just enjoy. Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that's really cool. What's your favorite part about performing?
What the cool thing is because I'm a singer of simple songs, and I'm not like I said, I'm a country boy. I play country music. So, and most of that time it consists of sad songs, and a lot of times it's really cool whenever I'm able to sit down. Because in the shows, sometimes I let the band get off stage and make them get a drink and hang out and sit down and relax for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I break out the guitar and I just sing like I'm singing at the house. And I get to play some of my favorite songs that I grew up listening to. And people stay through that and they sit there and, the room's quiet. And mm-hmm. it's just so cool to be able to do that kind of thing. That makes me, that just cranks my freaking, that cranks my, what do you mm-hmm. call it? Cranks my, it blows my whistle, I guess.
There you go.
Tractor, there you go.
I love it. I think that is awesome. I mean, I can't wait until I get to see you perform. I bet it's so much fun because you are also, when your EP releases, you're going to be singing those songs, obviously. But then also, I love that you put in songs that people, have listened to growing up, and you kind of mix it up, I like that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. It brings a very fun show. And also, I know that you post covers videos. You actually have one on your Facebook page where you were singing Ray Scott, who we've actually had on our show.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind
yeah,
of
man, that,
it's kind
that
of
guy is ridiculous, man. He's so
oh,
good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he's such a nice guy, too. He's really, really cool. I would love to see a duet between you two, so we got to hook that up as well. That'd be awesome.
Well, that would be great, man. I'd love to hang out with the guy, meet him. I've never met him, but I've always been a fan of him, that's for sure. That's
right.
For sure. I got to meet Wade Hayes the other night. That was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my goodness. That is so
cool.
That's
a true cowboy right there.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Meeting people is probably the most fun part of what you do, right? Because you get to meet so many fans and so many new people, and then also people that you look up to or like their music. I mean, nothing better than that.
it's a pretty cool deal. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Really is.
Yes.
Very thankful.
Oh, absolutely. And I have a fun question for you on the topic of performing. Have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could recall that just did not go well live and in person? Anything crazy?
Yes.
Yes.
There was one time I played at the Baytown Rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was running up, to go on stage, I totally ate crap, tripped and fell.
Ooh.
I was up pretty quick.
Right. you got back on the saddle and just kept going. See that?
Oh, yeah.
It. I love it.
That definitely happened.
Oh my goodness, that's not bad though. I mean, we've heard really bad things, like wardrobe malfunctions and crazy things like that. So that's not bad. You're still mild. It's all good. As long as you weren't hurt.
Yeah, probably the worst one that ever happened was I sang national anthem. I totally messed that up. Oh man.
Oh man.
And I was at an NRA banquet, so that didn't work very well.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's definitely a hard song to sing, though, so.
But it was real cool because what happened was I forgot one of the lines,
mm-hmm.
and I had stopped, and the whole, everybody at the banquet started singing it, too, so it was really cool, especially with
cool.
all the stuff going on. It was just, it was cool to see a kind of just a patriotic moment, so I enjoyed it.
Yeah, wow, an embarrassing moment that turned into something really good. That's one way to, to work it out, just you got to, make something up or have people sing along with you. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. We are running out of time, but I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with me, and I would love to have you back on when your EP releases. I would love that.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you keep in touch with me after here. I'll send you a little sneak peek of it, let you hear it.
Sounds wonderful. I am honored. I would love that, and I'm a fan, so I just cannot wait to see what comes up. what you do next.
me either. I can't wait to meet you guys.
Oh, can't wait to meet you too. We're going to have to take tons of pictures. For sure. That is a for sure thing. And thank you again. And I hope you have a great rest of your night, okay?
You too. God bless. Be safe.
Thank you. God bless. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
See y'all.
Bye-bye. Jake Worthington, everybody. Oh, he is incredible. I think it's so cool that I was able to talk with him because I've seen him on The Voice throughout the whole season. I mean, he did wonderful. And so it's really cool to kind of, you know, watching someone on TV and then actually talking to them. It's kind of interesting. I love it. It's really fun. And he's just such a great guy, and I can't wait to have him back on the show once his EP releases, and, you know, maybe we could play some songs of his, you know. It'll be so much fun. But thank you all so much for tuning in to the Josie Show Special Edition. And I'm very excited. It was a great show, and I hope to see you guys next this upcoming Friday, because we have our regularly scheduled The Josie Show with four guests. So stay tuned for that right here at josieshow.com. And my wonderful guests for this Friday are Jared Starrett, Bo Daniels, Sonia Hurst, and Richard Isom. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show with all four of those incredible guests this Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone at josieshow.com. Thank you all so much for listening, and you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/josieshow and twitter.com/josieshow. So check us out, and thank you all once again so much for listening to this incredible feature with Jake Worthington. Good night, everybody. Mwah!